Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent artists seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower artists. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard. Hi everyone, this is Chatting with Nat. It's Natalie D, Natalie Shaw, and today we have the honor of having guitarist and songwriter Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a guitarist and songwriter from Raleigh, North Carolina. His music ranges from acoustic singer-songwriter to blues-based rock, but all of it comes from the soul. Aaron started playing the guitar seriously at age 13, and he hasn't put it down since. He studied at the School of Rock, where he played in bands that covered the likes of AC/DC, Metallica, Kiss, Foo Fighters, Aerosmith, Lenny Kravitz, The Cult, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, and the Black Crowes. He was tapped to be in the School of Rock house band and played gigs at several local venues, all the while writing his own music. Let's give him a round of applause. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. So I'm happy to have you on the show. Now, how has life been for you? Well, one of the questions I like to ask, let me just ask this question. You know, in the past 4 years, this world has been crazy. It's just cray-cray. Between pandemics, I mean, so many people have cancer, racism, I mean, the measles came back, polio tried to make a comeback, tsunamis, earthquakes, all kinds of things have happened. Women's rights stuff, I mean, everything. And then now the cicadas are coming back. During that time, especially, you know, during the pandemic, you know, we were locked up and stuff like that. Did you take time for self-reflection? Meaning, did you think about, you know, how you want to be portrayed as an artist? Did anything change for you? Are you set on what you want to do with your goal in life as a musician? Or did you say, no, I'm going to do something different with my music?
During the pandemic, well, honestly, that's kind of when it all was starting, because
right.
I was just meeting the producer I work with, Phil,
okay,
for the first time during lockdown, and from then on, I was taking songwriting and music in general a lot more seriously, just as a pass for a career.
Okay. How did you meet Phil?
So I met Phil towards the beginning of lockdown, and I didn't know at the time that he was a music producer, but that was just looking for, you know, things to do, because
Right. Everyone
was stuck in your house, you know,
Yeah. Didn't
go out anywhere. So I was just looking pretty much just to do stuff online, and I had just started, you know, taking writing music more seriously, and it was something I wanted to get better at and get more into. And I looked online and found this songwriting class
Okay. That
he was holding. And so I said, that's great, you know, might as well. It was on a whim, really. I joined it. And, you know, there's a couple other people there my age, and then Phil, and I just stuck with it up until now.
Oh, okay.
This songwriting class that I had started 4 years ago that's kind of just formed this little community of people that are all really into music and writing music, listening to music. And that's how I met Phil, and then started just working with him in terms of just stuff more in the industry. He's been really great about showing me and the rest of the people in there how that works,
right,
with the way the industry functions, how to navigate all of that, to-dos, what not to-dos,
right,
things that make someone successful, and reached out to me and just about starting to record stuff. So, yes, I met Phil. Been great.
Awesome. Yeah,
awesome.
No, yeah, Phil is a great guy. Very giving, very, very talented too. I mean, his music is just, he recently released something and I was just like, and he had it for forever. And it's just amazing. It was just amazing, an amazing album. What inspired you to start playing the guitar and writing songs?
So, first of all, I want to say I've loved music my entire life, just since I was like a little kid. But it wasn't until around I was like 12 or 13, that age range, where I kind of started picking up guitar. It was because... my dad bought, actually, no, wait, my dad got a guitar as a gift and was trying to learn that just for something else to do.
Mm.
And then I picked it up. We both had that guitar he got. It was an old Fender Squire.
Okay.
This just, like, really basic electric guitar, and he picks it up, and I started playing it. And then I just said, why not, too? And I started picking up, and I just really clicked with it.
Right.
It was just something I really immediately was drawn to. I started just learning how to play songs. It took me all of 5 minutes to learn Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
Right.
Yeah. And my dad was like, the hell, that took me like a whole week to try to get down. So yeah, my parents saw something in that too.
Right.
So they started supporting me with it, and I love doing it too, and it's just kept going. It's crazy how it just like altered my life completely.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's your passion, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yep. Music, I always tell people that are creating music that's their superpower, because music has the power to heal. It has the power to change somebody's life. It has the power to move mountains. It has the power to do so many things.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have that in you, it's like something that you definitely need to bring out, because it's so important. It makes the world go round, you know, because anytime somebody has some type of emotion, they always play some music. They're like, oh, I got to listen to this right now. Whether they're hurting or they're happy or they're sad or they're angry or whatever. Music is the go-to. Now, walk me through your songwriting process from start to finish. Like when how do you get inspired with an idea to write a song? And then what processes do you go through to finish that song?
Well, I sit down with my guitar and I will fiddle and I will noodle endlessly, hours on end, until I find a riff or lick or something that sticks.
Right.
And then I just build on that. That's literally the whole process. I usually don't come up with words or lyrics until after I've gotten, like, instrumentation down.
Okay.
It's usually how I do it. Like, I don't have a methodology too much.
Okay.
For, like, how I come up with musical parts.
Okay.
Other than, hey, I might try tuning my guitar differently to something and seeing if that sounds cool. Or maybe I'll get inspiration for something else, like a different kind of genre or a certain sound that I want to try to get, you know, and that kind of inspires me to kind of try something similar to that. And for lyrics, it's just kind of like whatever mood I'm in currently. Yeah. If I have like a certain idea about a theme that I think goes with whatever riff or thing I played, I kind of write it over that. It's about how I write.
Now, are there any specific themes or messages you like to explore in your songs?
Like what? Just with the different instrumentation, you mean? Or just...
Yeah. No, like themes in regards to, like, world events, or is it always about love?
It's usually just, like, about something. Like, about an experience I've been through personally, or it's about hopes or ideas. I've written songs about a dream I had.
Mm-hmm.
I've written songs about being in the Appalachian Mountains. It's stuff like that, kind of.
Okay. How do you balance technical skill with emotional expression in your music?
Ooh. I try to push them both forward equally.
Okay.
Right? Like, I don't know. I'm one of those nitpicky writers where I feel like if I can't write in terms of just, like, technicality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't write. If I write something that sounds too simple, I get so bored of it.
Right.
It needs to be, it needs to be, like, more dynamic. It needs to be more complicated, or else it's not, like, or else I don't feel good enough about it. And with, like, emotion, it has to be, like, it has to be something, like, really, like, personal to me. Like, I can't write about, like, someone else's, no, it's not, like, I can't write about, like, something that's not, like, that I don't feel, right?
Right.
Like, trying to think.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You know? Yeah. It's just, like, if I'm writing lyrics, it's got to be just about something that I feel passionate writing about. Like, lyrics especially are something that's very personal to me. And that's why I have, like, a million different, like, guitar riffs and, like, things I've written down and recorded with musically. And then maybe, like, 20 or so completed lyrical songs.
Okay. I get that. What do you do when you have writer's block, or when you feel like you can't come up with anything? What do you do to make it happen? I know for myself, I just yell at my computer and close it down, and then the next day everything comes back, comes to me. I'm able to write something. So how do you deal with that?
I do a similar thing to that. Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much just wait and come back to it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that getting a clearer, fresher outlook always helps me. If I ever get stuck on something, it's like, no, this doesn't sound quite right.
Right.
Or it's like, I can't get this to sound good. Sometimes I'll just, like, switch things up completely. If I get really stuck, like, okay, this clearly isn't working, I'll just, I don't know, I might either just scrap it or just, like, take it in a completely different direction, and then it'll, and then that usually fixes it.
I get the best ideas in the shower, and then I can't remember any of them. It's really sad.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I get the best ideas in the shower. It is. I'm like, oh, my God, this would be a good idea for a song, blah, blah, blah. And then I try to remember it. I try to actually have my phone on the side. That's why I want to invent, like, a waterproof gadget that you can have in the shower or something that you can write on. There's somebody
actually.
They
have covers. I think I have one. That's
really?
Like, you can, like, flip it in, and it's, like, suction to your shower wall.
Oh yeah, so I found one that's like a it's like a notepad, and then yeah, you can suction it, which I've never tried to use. I bought it, never used it. Yeah, it's like a suction pad, but I also want something like a voice recorder kind of thing, where you could just sing into it while you're in the shower, and it's waterproof, and then you have it, boom, bam. You don't even have to write it.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be just awesome. I need to invent it. Damn it. I need to invent it. It's just an important thing because, my God, I just come up with the best things. And I'm like, and I try to remember, but I'm getting older now. And things just like, it goes over my head.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
How important is it for you to be authentic in your music and in your life?
It's one of my most, it's like my biggest thing. One of my biggest things is authenticity, especially just like with music. Like, I won't like it if it tries. If I feel like it's not authentic and it's not, like, coming from me, you know, it's, like, that's one of my biggest fears, like, in recording. Like, I hear all, like, the stories, like, oh, man, they changed, like, all the producers and everything.
Right.
They changed the songs completely. Oh, no, what if I go in there, it's like this song that I spent hours perfecting, and they're just like, no, I don't like it, and they change it completely, and then this thing that's not even mine is under my name was one of my, like things I had legitimate anxiety over.
Right.
Whether or not, like, my song is going to have to be, like, changed completely. Yes, authenticity is very important to me in music and life.
Right.
Try to be closest to what I believe is myself as much as I can.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's very important. You know, during the pandemic, I was taking all these classes, and one was TikTok Cap University, and they talked about authenticity, and they were saying how the videos that do the best on TikTok are the ones where people are being most authentic, because then people can relate to those people. And so those people that are watching are just like, oh, I can go and watch this person because he or she knows how I'm feeling at the time. You know, they also say to do 5 videos a day, which I think is, I tried. It's not possible. I see people doing it, but I don't like to try to come up with stuff just to do a TikTok, which is totally ridiculous. But
yeah.
I am with you. I am totally 100% with you when it comes to music and people trying to change your stuff. So then the question would be, would you ever want to sign with a major label? Because major labels, that's what they do. They like you. They'll go watch and see you, and they like what they see. And then when they get you, they're like, "Well, we want you to write this song this way." So what is it that you want? Do you want to sign with a major label? Do you want to stay indie? Do you want to sign with an independent label?
I mean, I would have to do my research, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I might sign with an independent label.
Mm-hmm.
If I got everyone else I worked with right now's approval on
right.
them, and I did my own research and I like them, and I've maybe even talked to other people that's worked with them,
mm-hmm.
And said, yeah, they're okay, they're chill, they're not gonna, you know, mess with you too much or make unfair contracts or anything like
right.
that, then I might. But I like working with, I really like working with producers one-on-one when there's not a bunch of red tape involved.
Right.
And I can, you know, work at my own pace.
No, I agree with you. Now, I'm going to play your song, Wasting Time. Tell me what that's about.
So I wrote Wasting My Time when I was about 15 or so years old. I think I was a sophomore in high school. And it was just a song just about a time in my life that it was not very mentally healthy. I was struggling at the time just with a whole lot of anxiety. I had I was really depressed. Just, I was not very well. And that song is just a reflection of that. And it was one of those things just where it came together really quick because I was so, I just had such a good format for writing it because I knew what I wanted the song to be about and I knew what I wanted it to portray. And I had the perfect acoustic riff to go over that. And it came together really fast. And that's what I think was the beauty of it. I think the best songs come together within less than an hour. Because it just works, it just clicks, and that this song was the first song I think that ever, like, just clicked when I wrote it.
All righty, let me play.
Taking all that's mine away. Away. Walls closing all around. No one hears a single sound I made.
Hot damn, that's a great song, but I mean, the guitar playing is out of this world. It's awesome. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. I love that. Have you ever thought about trying to get your music into sync and licensing? Because listening to the song, I felt like it would do well in a scene in a movie or an independent movie or video or commercial.
Well, I have it in a music library right now.
Oh, cool. Cool.
So it's kind of just like, hey, you know, if someone ever uses it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Be awesome.
You know, it's,
yeah, that would
it's
be
more
awesome.
Of a thing you kind of just have to get reached out
right
to for, but I'm promoting it and, you know.
That's awesome. Let's talk about promotion. Ooh, in this 21st right. century, we have to be on every damn platform there is. You've got X, formerly known as Twitter. You've got Instagram. You've got Facebook. You've got TikTok. You've got Pinterest. You have Tumblr. You have this. You have that. It's a lot. It's just a lot. You know, back in the day, somebody recorded a song. I mean, and I'm talking about way back in the day. You go in the radio station and say, here's my record. Can you play it? And they'd probably play it. Now it's pay to play. It's inundated. It's crazy. How is it that you manage all that promotion on all these sites? How do you deal with it? And what's been effective for you?
Personally, I like live promotion a lot more. I am on Instagram at Aaron Jones Guitar. But it's where I just have videos of myself playing. If I might cover something cool. I might, you know, share a new riff I got. I'll, you know, link any upcoming gigs I've got.
Right.
But I love doing just live promotion a lot more, going to places and just putting myself out there and playing songs for, like, in front of people in person, I think is just the better, more personal way to promote.
All right. Yeah, I would agree with that. But for those that can't do that, they're not out there. Like, I used to perform more, well, not all the time. I used to perform, but then my piano died, player died about a year or so ago. And I just haven't had the desire to play. I still need to find another piano player. And I love the fact that you can do that. I think playing live is one of the key tools to promoting yourself as a musician. I have some friends that are weary of TikTok. They don't like to be on social media, but I'm like, well, this is the 21st century. You got to be on it. And
yeah.
I'm like, and I tell people, you know, you don't have to be gimmicky. All you have to do is just be yourself, get on there and talk about your life. It's weird because my TikTok is just weird. Like, I'll play my music on there and I have a couple hundred views, and then I'll talk about something going on in the world, and that's when it blows up because it can be funny. And just, you know, I talk about what's on my mind, but I'm also being authentic in my opinion. And I'm like, and I ask people, you know, what do you think of this? Because this is just crazy. But it's all about being authentic. You know what I mean? Because if you were to sit on TikTok and you're playing, because you can play live on TikTok. You can do a video on TikTok and play live. And people are like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like, there was this one guy that I just found out. I like the song, but the song is really popular and I can't remember the name of the song, but he was on American Idol. And in the middle of being on American Idol, he just quit. He's just like, no, I basically can do this on my own. And then he created this song and it went super viral on TikTok. Super, super, super duper viral. I think it's been in a commercial. I don't know, but it's been all over the place. And so, you know, if you, you just have to have that, like, that right moment where somebody's like, oh my God, this is the song. This is the song that's just going, it just helps me, you know, throughout my day. It's just, the music industry is so fickle. Yeah. You just don't, you don't know what's actually going to hit with somebody. Gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
it's just, it's crazy. Now, have you faced any challenges in your musical journey? And if so, how did you overcome them?
Faced any challenges? I mean, nothing that's like
crazy.
Crazy, like, oh God, I might stop playing.
Right.
Because of this. I've never had anything like that. I guess it's just like, you know, getting going with it, I guess. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've got like a really small following right now.
Okay.
You know, that I'm trying to expand. And I think that's right. The big thing. You know, I'm getting like, you know, less than 100 to 300 views right now.
Well, good.
Per video. And I got pretty low follower count. So I guess that's the only thing that's, I guess I'm struggling with right now. You know,
okay.
I'm trying to just, you know, again, figure out a way to amass that so I get more, you know, Spotify streams of my song and I can maybe get rolling more just with, if I ever come out with something bigger, like maybe an album or an EP,
right.
I can get some weight behind that.
Mm. Now, how do you stay motivated to do music?
I never have to be motivated to do music, honestly. Music is what I do when I'm not motivated to do the other things in my life that I need to do.
Right.
No. You know, I just, it's something that I look forward to doing every day. It's one of the things that, like, keeps me motivated.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Can you tell me about any memorable experiences or performance that have shaped your musical career?
Some of the gigs I've played. I've played at some really cool local venues. There's this place called the Cat's Cradle that's really
mm-hmm.
famous in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that like that's like a local place but also just like really like Nirvana played right after Nevermind released. Nirvana played live at that same place and
right.
I'm like, I remember thinking to myself, holy shit, Kurt Cobain and Dave Grohl stood on this stage and played
right?
Smells Like Teen Spirit for like the first time live. And I remember being on stage in the middle of a song and I thought that, and I almost like whiffed the whole song just because like, just because of that realization, just being like, that kind of just being an existential moment. I remember that. I mean, there's just been like hours of practicing a song,
mm.
trying to get it down right, and
right.
feeling just like I've just like hit a milestone in like my technical ability. It's just things like that, you know?
Okay, I get it. Well, I think that's good. That's great. What are three things you wish you had known before you got into the music business?
Well, definitely with the time I recorded Wasting My Time, that I wish I had known to not, it wasn't going to be as stressful as I thought it was going to be. Because, like, that was definitely one of the biggest things. Was, I should have mentioned that before, going and recording Wasting My Time for the first time. It's about a year ago. It's actually almost Wasting My Time's 1 year anniversary, May 22nd.
All right, happy anniversary.
But going there and recording with Justine Blazer, I wish I had known not to be so stressed out, because I was nervous sick on the plane to Nashville, like literally barfing my lungs out on the plane.
Oh my gosh.
And I had bees in my stomach because I was going and performing with people who I knew were technically better than me musically.
Oh my gosh.
And just like more professional. And I was going to be in Nashville. I had never been to Nashville before. And it's like the city of music. And I was going to be like, I felt like it was just like a little minnow that was dropped into like the Atlantic Ocean of songwriting.
Wow.
So I just wish that I could have not been so stressed for that.
Yeah.
Another thing, I wish that at the time I wasn't so focused on what other people thought of my music. Right? When I was first getting into it, I was so petrified of, like, if even one person didn't like what I was playing, that was just going to be over for me. And I wish that I didn't have that. Didn't have that mindset. I don't have it now.
Right.
But just like that not everyone's gonna like everything that I do. And that first and foremost I write music for myself.
Amen.
I heard this amazing thing once about it was another interview, and the guy asked this musician, is music for the player or the listener? And the guy said, music is always for the listener, but the first listener is always going to be the player.
That's right. That's right.
And that really stuck with me. So I definitely wish I had more of that mindset in the beginning. I think I would have had a lot more faith in my earlier songs if I had stuck with that mindset. Okay, third thing. I honestly wish I'd gotten out and I'd done more stuff. Because, like, I wish I looked for more opportunities myself.
Right.
Because I was so nervous about all the other things, about playing in front of people. It wasn't until way later that I felt comfortable playing in front of crowds alone, especially alone. If I was on stage with other people, I felt a lot more confident.
Right.
But it wasn't until way later where I started, like, playing by myself in front of other people. I wish I had gotten out and looked for more things to do by myself as a musician earlier.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, back in my day, there was like a lot of pay to play. If you didn't have experience, people wouldn't let you play. So a lot of people did that. Now it wouldn't be, I don't even think there's a lot of that anymore. But there is a few places that do that. I personally wish I had known about all the scammers, like music scammers. It's just amazing. Oh, well, we can do this for you, and we can make you famous, and we could do this, and we could do that. It's just like, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's like they can smell the new artist coming out, and they just pounce on them and then steal their money, and they don't ever do anything for them. Number two, oh, my God, this business costs a lot of money. Ugh. A lot of spending, a lot of spending. Number three, if you really love it, if you really love this music, you're crazy. This music business. So we're all crazy in it together. I know, from, like you, music has been my saving grace. It's a wonderful ability to have, to be able to sing and to create music that can make a difference. You know, and it's. A way to express ourselves, even for ourselves. It can be therapy for ourselves, like, you know, wasting time.
Oh, it's definitely therapy
for
me.
Yeah, you're letting your emotions out, and it helps you throughout the day. It helps you get through the next day. So I appreciate the fact that you're not afraid to write about the things that are going on in your life. I love that, because it will help somebody else to not fear to be able to express themselves and the things that are going on in their lives, and maybe seeking help for themselves. It's really important, because what I find is that in today's world, so many people need help. many people.
That'd be amazing if somebody, had that kind of mentality because of me.
Yeah. I'm sure, play the song here, and many more people will hear your music, and I think it'll make a very big difference in somebody else's life. We just don't know. You know, one time, because I go on this tangent every day, oh, should I do this music? Oh, I don't know. Should I do it? No, I don't know, but it saves me. I love it, blah, blah, blah. Every day, I'm always thinking about quitting music. And then every time I think that, somebody contacts me and says, oh, my God, I just love your song. I listen to this all the time, and it helped me throughout this, blah, 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 that. And I'm just like, okay, that's just the energy of the world telling me to continue to do music. And so I continue to create. I continue to fight for independent artists. What I love about independent artists is that, you know, a lot of us write our own stuff, and a lot of mainstream artists don't. So we are the picture of authenticity.
I 100% agree with that.
You know, we make it happen. We make it happen.
Everybody.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for being on Chatting with Nat. I really appreciate it. I have to thank Phil, for getting you on the show. I love the song. You're an amazing guitarist. My God. I mean, you could do some instrumental stuff and it'd be off the chain.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, it's just fantastic. And I can't wait to hear the rest of what you're going to come up with in the future, in the near future. I think it's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
All right.
Been great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, everybody. That was Aaron Jones. You can find him at aaronjones.bandzoogle.com or on Instagram, aaronjones_guitar. He's amazing. You heard it here. You know what? You got to follow your dreams. You got to be authentic. Authenticity is the key. And if you ever need to listen to his music, go on Spotify or, hell, buy the song. You know, you can still purchase music, because this business is tough and ain't cheap. That's for sure. All right, everybody. Until next time, on Chatting with Nat. Thank you again, Aaron.
Thank you.
Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent artists seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower artists. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.